As the twig bends, so will the tree grow. There was no television in the Republic of Ireland until 1964, and that meant that I spent the first 12 years of my life in the pre-television period. Our evening entertainment consisted of my dad reading all Charles Dickens novels to us, the whole collection, and telling us stories. One such story he told us was about a young man who was being taken out to be hanged, and he noticed his mother in the crowd. He leaned towards her, and she thought he was going to say goodbye, and she put her ear to his mouth. The young man bit off his mother's ear and said, "If you had properly disciplined me when I was a child, I would not be here today to be hung." My father always finished the story with an old proverb, "As the twig bends, so will the tree grow." I have never liked Donald Trump, and I've always tried to avoid watching or listening to him as much as I could. But that became fairly impossible for me this week when Trump incited a mob of American white extremists to attack and loot and kill at the Capitol in Washington. To me, as a believer in democracy and Christianity, I was appalled at the evil that I was watching unfolding before me as I watched CNN. And incidentally, it happened on the Feast of the Epiphany, the showing of Christ to the world. So I decided to take a deeper look at Mr. Trump, and I discovered a fascinating book by his niece, Mary L. Trump, called How My Family Created the Most Dangerous Man, the World's Most Dangerous Man. I downloaded it on Audible and have been listening to it for the past few days. Incidentally, Mary L. Trump has a doctorate in psychology. I've learned that Trump's grandfather and father were dangerous personalities, like Trump himself, and that Donald Trump grew up and survived in a family that was typified by harshness, hurtfulness, anger, hatred, and the absence of love, emotion, and affection. And to return to my father's proverb, Donald Trump grew up as a crooked twig and has evolved into a very dangerous crooked tree, ready to fall at any time, to do fierce damage to so many and to so much. So why am I talking about these things on the Feast of the Baptism of Jesus? Well, it's because baptism is one of the first good things that we Christians try to do for our babies and children. And I also want to remind myself and all of us that how we treat babies and children will have a massive and permanent effect on their whole lives. Personally, I have never felt called to the vocation of being a parent. I don't think I would have the gifts. But I feel totally overwhelmed by the thought of how much good parenting can achieve and how much harm bad parenting can do. Like most of us, Jesus wasn't baptized as a baby, but on his baptism feast and in the week in which a badly raised child threatened not only United States but world democracy and stability, I want to make a few prayers today. I want to pray for all those entrusted with the awesome vocation of being a parent. I want to thank God and nature for all the good and wonderful parents in the world. I want to pray for all our brothers and sisters in the world who were damaged by bad parenting, that they may find healing. And finally, I want to ask our Heavenly Father to defend us from all evil. I just want to finish by a piece that has no author's name, and it's called a memo to a parent from a child. Don't spoil me. I know quite well that I ought not to have all I ask for. I'm only testing you. Don't be afraid to be firm with me. I prefer it. It makes me feel secure. Don't let me form bad habits. I have to rely on you to detect them in the early stages. Don't make me feel smaller than I am. It only makes me behave stupidly big. Don't correct me in front of people if you can help it. I'll take much more notice if you talk quietly to me in private. Don't make me feel that my mistakes are sins. It upsets my sense of values. Don't protect me from consequences. I need to learn the painful way sometimes. Don't be too upset when I say I hate you. Sometimes it isn't you I hate, but your power to thwart me. Don't take too much notice of my small ailments. Sometimes they get me the attention that I need. Don't nag. If you do, I will have to protect myself by appearing deaf. Don't forget that I cannot explain myself as well as I should like. That is why I am not always accurate. Don't put me off when I ask questions. If you do, you'll find that I stop asking and I seek my information elsewhere. Don't be inconsistent. That completely confuses me and makes me lose faith in you. Don't tell me my fears are silly. They are terribly real, and you can do much to reassure me if you understand. Don't ever suggest that you are perfect or infallible. It gives me too great a shock when I discover you are neither. Don't ever think that it is beneath your dignity to apologize to me. An honest apology makes me feel surprisingly warm towards you. Don't forget I love experimenting. I couldn't get along without it, so please put up with it. Don't forget how quickly I am growing up. It must be difficult for you to keep pace with me, but please do try. Don't forget that I don't thrive without lots of love and understanding, but I don't need to tell you, do I? Please keep yourself fit and healthy. I need you.